Testing.
W-A-F-U, W-A-R-C-Y. Are you on the air yet, Sean?
Yes, I am.
Just a quick FYI, I just heard over on the other side, Sheboygan Bob. He is alive, he is well. He's got the National Guard out there to dig him out. But it also sounds like Sheboygan may be reconnected.
That's correct. Came back online last night about, oh, I don't know, maybe 10 o'clock. Not real sure what time it was, but, yippers.
Okay, so you were kind of ahead of me on it, but on the connection part of it, but it was just nice to hear Bob just now. I just like him just chillaxing, and I hear, you know, WRZG, blah, 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 boy to Bob, and I'm going like, what? What am I hearing? So, yeah, I just thought, like I said, you're maybe a step ahead of me knowing that it was reconnected, but just to hear Bob was a great thing to hear. Okay, I'll let you get going, get your day started, and get a load of Phil and a couple of the other guys for me, and have a great day. W8RCY.
Yep, yeah, we tried to raise him last night, but he wasn't around, so... He got texted, and someone called him, and I expected to hear him. So, cool. Good to hear. All righty. Catch you later. I assume you're not going.
You are correct. And, again, got nothing to do with you. Don't worry about it. We're good. We'll always be good no matter what. W8RCY.
That's not bad. I just, like I say, you will have to reach out to me if that changes. I will just assume from this point forward. All right. Anyhow, have a nice morning. Catch you later. W8FU.
Kitchen for the regular breakfast roundup of people for ham radio.
Well, welcome. Yeah, that's where I'm going. Nice to see new faces. Where are you coming from?
I live where John R. ends, just next to... brain fart. The park.
I'm not quite familiar with that area. Which park?
Bloomer Park, which is a half mile north of Avon.
Very good. That's a pretty good trick. Yeah, almost as far as I come. That's about Sylvan Lake, just west of Pontiac.
Yeah, I'm starting to learn that area. My son bought a house in November, about 4 miles south of Clarkston, so I'm learning the non-grid road view of the world.
Yep, that's the lake view of the world, where nothing goes through.
It's a beautiful area. It's like being up north without spending 3 hours of your day.
Yeah, that's how it is when you live with Gat out there. There's, I think the only road that goes all the way through is probably Maple or 15 Mile. And then they had every other mile road that gets interrupted somewhere along the line.
Yep, I'm at Maple. Yeah, I was just thinking about that. It's weird when the freeways are screwed up. The going from the east side to the west side, what Google meanders you through.
Well, if you use Waze, that's even weirder sometimes. Sometimes you got to be real careful with that. And it's a great program. I use it all the time. But sometimes it will take you 10 miles out of the way to save you 1 minute.
Yeah, both of those are very artificial intelligence. When I use it coming out of my subdivision, it first says, go the long way around the loop, and then exit the subdivision. But sometimes it learns from other people some interesting cut-throughs.
Yeah, it'd be nice if it learns your basic habits, though, because, like, when I leave my subdivision, I have two ways, depending on the time of day. If it's, like, you know, low traffic, I'll go out one way, where it's easy to make a left turn. If it's rush hour or whatever else, I go out another way, which takes me through a traffic light. And it always, when I leave the house, it always tells me to go the way I have to make the left turn without a light. So it always has to recorrect when I change it. It would be nice if it started to learn my pattern and adjust for that.
Yeah, I don't know if it could learn. It could probably be a lot better, but we'd scared of what it would need to know. It's like, how old are you? Are you a retiree? Do you really worry about how long it takes, or you just want the most sane traffic pattern?
Yeah, well, it's amazing how much that knows about you. We were just commenting the other day at breakfast. We were talking about something with somebody, and Elsa and I were talking about something. And then he looks on his phone for something, and next thing you know, he's got an ad for what we were talking about, or some kind of article about it.
My wife had to remind me about location services. Although I paid with a credit card, not my phone, after I left Lucky's in Rochester Hills, it texted me a message about joining their frequent diner club. I keep forgetting we are the product, we are the information.
Yeah, well, you do give me, yeah, I've been there. It's some of my favorite restaurants, actually. You do give me your phone number so they can text you when your table's ready. I guess that somewhere you're probably agreeing to that. I think you can opt out of it, though. Once you get the first text, I think you can say stop or whatever, and then you won't get them anymore.
The creepy thing is I didn't give them my phone number. We walked right in, and they immediately sat us.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Ah, yeah. Yeah, I've actually turned off the location on my phone, sharing.
I prefer to poison the well Google thinks I live somewhere else in my neighborhood. Google thinks I work somewhere else near where I work. I'm always messing with it. I used to be the one that gave them the zip code when they were asking for zip codes for the northernmost town in Alaska, so when they do a map and say fit, it would zoom way out.
There you go. They can scratch their head. Okay.
All right, well, we'll see you at the breakfast. I'll be there in probably about 5 minutes. So we'll say hello in person. 7388PR. 73KAE8SJW.
Good morning. I'm guessing everybody's at breakfast. KF8S.
Yes, they are, as far as I know. But I'm Dave.
Not much. I'm heading there myself. You know, just a little bit late. But I got me and the kids, so we're going to have breakfast there. I don't know how long everybody's going to be there, though. About that. It's going to be exciting when it's all finished, though, so you're contributing to the greater good.
If it helps with stuff in Northern Macomb, I'm all for it.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it'll be a good proof of concept because they're going to do it over here as well, so, and then it'll be nice, so. Yeah, what a crappy day, though. Raining. But we need our sun again. I guess we got to wait until May.
What are you early birds doing?
We're going to be in better temperatures, and I think a little less clouds and a little more sun, but it's Michigan. We'll see how that goes.
Is that Dakota?
Good morning, gentlemen. You guys are out and about early.
I got that sun.
Yeah, I'm headed to the famous breakfast.
For Paul.
Dave, I heard you guys doubled. I forgot that Saturdays are breakfast days. Tom, what do you said something about soldering?
Yeah, I'm doing that DD996 pin connection. Got to solder those wires.
Working on a Saturday. Dave, is it a full house today?
That I don't know. I arrive in about 3 minutes.
All right, well, I just wanted to jump in and say good morning. I didn't mean to interrupt you guys, but I'll be monitoring for a bit here before we head out.
Yeah, new radio sounds really good. Your audio is really clear and all that stuff, unlike some of the Yaesu radios. But, yeah, I don't know if it's just the repeater you're on or whatever in the games. That really high, but yeah, it sounds really good.
It's an icon, you can't go wrong with them. You just get nickeled and dimed.
Yep, the Apple of radios. So, alright, I'm almost there. So, good luck, Cujo, with your project, and have a fun day, Dakota. Crappy rain. And all these cars are mad at me for being on the radio. So I'll talk to you later. KF8S.
Have a drink, enjoy breakfast. I'll be out there again sometime soon. Dakota, have fun wherever you're going today. Can you read about KJO?
All right, guys. Yeah, I'll be out and about here in a bit. I'm taking my 5-year-old to get her ears pierced. So I'll be mobile around, I don't know, 10:30, 11. NADDF, I'll talk to you guys later.
You done with the ear piercing? conspiracy, and don't forget the horseback riding.
Good morning. Hey, Tom, NAKBP.
Thought that was you out there. Good morning, sir.
Call me, sir. Feel odd. I will be there about 9 o'clock. I'm just getting ready to take a quick shower, and it only takes me about 15 minutes to get there, and I will show you what Sean showed me. So, and then you can do your magical thing.
Giving my best Boy Scout try. Yeah, I'll see you up there. I'm still in Richmond. I'm going to grab a bagel and cream cheese, and then I'll meet you out there.
Okay, I'm still at house. I'll be there, so. Hey, Dakota, how's it going?
Good morning. It's going. Just drinking some coffee, waking up, taking a nice, slow Saturday morning.
Yeah, we didn't mean to not cut you in on that conversation yesterday, but if you ever want to take the kids someplace nice, Marine City, that's nice. They got that candy store, the popcorn store, all that other fun stuff. It's kind of a nice little thing. And then the ships, you can Marine Tracker or something like that. It's a free app. It'll tell you when the ships are coming in. So, you know, kind of a spring day when you're looking for something to do. It's not that bad of a drive, and it makes for a nice day.
No, no worries at all. I was almost home. And I start getting pretty rough there anyway. But, yeah, I do like Marine City. I'll definitely take the kids out there this summer. It's a nice spring day. It's ever not raining.
Yeah, you would think it would stop eventually, but it's like winter won't let go, you know. And I'm just amazed at the storms we're having with no heat. I mean, that's kind of surprising, too. So, yeah, Tom is helping us get the weather repeater up and running right
now. Where's that one living at?
It's going to be living on top of the county building, I believe, but right now it's still there. It's 47,200. So, but it's going to get replaced. It's going to get some remote satellites hooked up to it, receivers, and All-Star finally, too. So it's going to be kind of like the Weather Spotter rig. So it has a lot of potential, and it just needs some attention. Not a lot of attention, but it needs some attention. So, and then Tom is going to be soldering in the motor board for us today. Tom says he's good at soldering. Go ahead, Tom.
In regards to the marine traffic, definitely get the app. My kids are your age, Dakota, and we go sit out, they get the ice cream and the candy, sit on the water, watch it come through, hoping to see the barker with this barker bark. I forgot which one it is, and that's a great thing. There's also that Michigan Transit Museum in Mount Clemens. It's like $8 a person. It's a 45-minute little train ride up and down the tracks there on Joy Road. That's pretty fun, too.
88, are you 8?
Anthony, go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just popped in the car, going to run some errands, heard some folks talking, figured I'd jump in. Don't really know the topic, so I'll just throw it over to whoever's next and pick up in the next round.
I think
the topic
Wally,
is
are you next?
Take your kids locally. It's fun. We were talking about Marine City and going to watch the ships, and the candy store, and the popcorn store, and then the Marine Traffic app type thing. So makes for kind of a one of those days when it's okay weather, but not good weather. So that's kind of what we were talking about. The other thing that really is cool that I enjoy a lot is the lighthouse boat. Used to go out in Lake Huron. That's
support you're on, and that's really a nice thing. These guys used to go out and spend, you know, a couple, 3 months out in Lake Huron, and it was the Foghorn and the Whitehorn boat. So, Dakota, if you're still there, go ahead. If not, then Anthony. Thank you. To be, I got to step out for a minute, guys. I got to take a quick shower. Go ahead, Dakota.
I'm going to step out for a second here, too. I got to go run and grab my new stand on my for my 3D printed, what, I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. I'll be right back, Jesus.
I'll just be waiting here.
Yeah, I don't like talking over the repeater when it does this ID. But, Anthony, good morning to you, sir. But, the place in Marine City, yeah, those are good hot spots in there for the kids. And then there's the Michigan Transit Museum up here in Mount Clemens. They're starting to wind that up for this spring and summer. And it's a good place for the kids. Like I said, my son's 32, my daughter's 28. Wally's are probably around my age, too. And they get the biggest thrill going on that 40-minute, 5-mile-an-hour train ride. And the kids get to climb up in the cab of the locomotive and take a look at all that. So it's a neat thing. Of course, I got horses.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, these shoulder seasons can be difficult because there's just, on a day like today, there's nothing to do. It's tough. But, you know, there's, like you guys said, there's always cool stuff to find.
All right, I'm back after my Joe Biden moment.
Dakota, were you looking for stuff to, for your kids to do, or was it just a general topic?
It was just a general topic. I'm taking my daughter to get her ears pierced today, and then I've got a NWTF dinner this afternoon. So we're good this weekend, but we were just shooting the breeze.
What is NWTF? National Wildlife something, maybe? Yeah, and then, I don't know if you, I know it's far for you now, but they have that DNR Outdoor Center that's indoors, ironically, downtown, like right off the Riverwalk, and it is pretty awesome. I haven't been there since COVID, but pre-COVID, it was awesome. They had all kinds of stuff for the kids to do, and it represented, like, all of the things to do in the parks and all, like, wildlife, and it was really cool. So if you guys ever wanted to make a day out of it, that's somewhere you could definitely check out.
I don't want to step on anyone, or who do we have here? I think Wally stepped out.
Yeah, Wally stepped out. He has to make himself presentable to meet up with us.
Got it. Anthony, NWTF is the National Wild Turkey Federation, so it's a fundraiser dinner. Raffles, beer, all the fun stuff. And yeah, the kids, we've taken them to like Seven Ponds Nature Center and stuff, but I got to give them a little bit longer. They don't fully appreciate it yet, and they don't really know why we're there or what we're doing. So once they get a little bit older, like my 5-year-old will understand, but the other two, not so much.
I get that. Sometimes you just need to get out of the house. But, yeah, you gotta play to the whole crew, not just the one. It's tough sometimes, I would imagine.
Sorry, guys, I had to bounce towers, so I might be a little bit high on my month limits.
I think you sound fine.
Okay. KTF Friday, of course. Yeah, you got the little ones there. Like I said, there's really cheap, like I said, the train ride in Mount Clemens. And, I took the kids anywhere I could. But you're up there in Lake City, so you got Fort Austin. This summer is the Cheeseburgers in Statesville. That's an burgers everywhere. It's all Jimmy Buffett themed. That's a fun place to go.
I used to go to that when I was a kid.
I have never been, but I've heard good things from adults, not necessarily from kids.
No, there's fun events. There's a park, and there's tons of music everywhere. I know there's a lot of kids' activities. You just got to look it up. Anthony, Cheeseburgers in Gainesville, it shows up these events. And then you have the Armada Fair in August also. So if you hit the Armada Fair, I'm usually there. Hit me up, and I can take quite a few of my horse friends and let them set the horses.
I haven't been to the Armada Fair in years. I don't think my daughter's ever been, so maybe this year it's something we do.
Oh, man, when I lived there, I boycotted that place like the plague.
I bet you did.
You graduated from Armada, didn't you, Dakota, or did you graduate from Romeo?
No, I graduated from Romeo.
Question, what year?
2011.
You're a baby.
I feel like an old man.
You're younger than my oldest, and my daughter graduated in 15.
Hey guys, I just got to my first destination, so I'm going to be cutting out for a while. If you're still on when I get back in the car, I'll catch up with you. This is KE8RUH. I'll be clear on your final.
All right, Anthony. I'll catch you later. And Tom, my rice just popped, so I'm going to go finish making my breakfast, but I'll be back in a bit. And 8 DBF.
73, guys. And careful of the drive. Enjoy the weather.
Hey, Tom, I'll radio when I'm pulling out.
I'm at the garage at 23.
I am mobile in a KPP.
Yeah, I'm here. Not with Paul physically, I'm trying to find a donut shop.
I thought you retired from being a policeman. Wink, wink.
I never was a full-blown deputy, but I was well on my way. But, yeah, I got the whole donut thing in me. The funny thing is I used to make donuts in California when I was, before I graduated high school.
Did you make the nice big old school ones, or did you make the chintzy little ones like we get nowadays? A little bit of Baltimore history, even though I don't know very much of it. There used to be a donut shop there. Now it's some Subway thing or some cool place, but kind of ironic. But they used to make nice old school donuts, big ones. Coffee was really good, and it was kind of a neat place to go, but they sold out. He passed away, and wife ran it for a while, and then she retired and sold it, and now it's a health food place. Woo!
Sorry, I was ordering some components. I used to make the old school cake donuts, and somebody else made the, what is it, the peace donuts. Okay, I'm on the horn with Peter, because I'm behind the building. He used to make the raised donuts, or somebody else made the raised donuts, you know, the custard filled. And I made the cake donuts.
Not very good. Hey, remind me to show you this little cookie thing I got for mounting my microphone and my cell phone in my truck. It is really cool. And the bullet point kids despise, so I went to their webpage, and it looked really good. And I got this little packet that just fits right into my dash, and it's got spots for, you know, 3 mounting bolts, or 20-millimeter mounting bolts, and I got 3 arms, one arm for my cell phone, one arm for my microphone, and another arm for my camera. It's kind of cool. I don't use the camera very much, but it is really is neat. Proud of it financially, but I don't care. It was nicely built, so nice solid piece, all aluminum, no plastic. It doesn't vibrate, doesn't shake. The only thing is I got to hollow out the microphone clippy thing a little bit, but I'm not too worried about that. It might even be adjustable. The mic hangs on there, but if you want to slide it all the way down tight, it takes 2 hands to get the microphone back. Quarterly bonus check. I haven't seen that yet. I need some tires in my pickup truck. Yeah, I only got an account with Leslie, and we got an account with Discount, so I'm usually going to go to one of those two. So they take good care of us, and if something breaks, they take really good care of us. Like, they move us to the top of the list. I don't know how many vehicles we got, but you know, we're kind of one of their preferred people, so I'm going to stick with those guys. I am on the highway. I am going by the tower right now.
I'm the Duncan on Canada Girl Station.
All right, dude, I'll see you in a minute. I'm going to get off at Hall Road and come down Elizabeth, I think that's what it's called, so I'll see you in a minute. NHKPP.
WFSO Mobile, Grand Blanc.
Grand Blanc.
What?
All that came through was just Grand Blanc.
Alright, good. WFSO Mobile, Grand Blanc.
Did they let you out of the house again? came too with me. Told her she could stay home with her day off. But she wants to spend time with you.
She just wants portillos.
I haven't been there yet.
So are you going up to 911, or what are you guys doing? I wasn't really watching.
Apparently you need badges to get into 911, so I'm going to be going to sirens, and Randy's going to be at 911.
Gotcha.
W-8-F-U.
All right. Someone wanted to see you, so they're tagging along.
Oh, no. I'm just leaving the house, so I'm about 25, 30 minutes, so I'll be there ahead of you.
So you guys are going to have it all done.
We got a Portillo run in the cards.
I said Jollibee, but she wants Portillo's. And then she says we could just do both.
They're right next to each other.
They're right next to each other.
There's a Total Wine there, too. One-stop shopping.
You know, if those things are assembled, there's nothing stopping it going up today.
Maybe.
Just saying, the brain power that'll be there.
I think if the GPS stuff is ready to go, Richmond would be pretty easy. Warren wouldn't be too bad either. Although not great, but the problem at the OCB is the GPS stuff has to be remoted outside and then ran via Cat5 PoE. It's just too far of a run to get the antenna out, so that's going to be a little bit of a challenge.
Correct, but for a single site, all that needs to happen is the RTCM get a line and interface and the server put in. So you could have a single site up without GPS, is what I was kind of getting at.
Oh, yeah, sure. Then you at least have the all-star connectivity, all that good stuff. But, yuppers, well, we'll see what we can get knocked out.
I figured, yeah, we'll see what we walk into. How motivated. Oh, can we not get on 75? I can't get on 75 here.
Uh-oh, where?
Saginaw, and it wants me to do a loop of roundabout? What? All right, I'm just going to go south on 60 here. Yeah, so Saginaw and Dixie right there. You can see the highway, but they got cones blocking. You can't get up and over onto the 75 there. Now it's got me going 9 miles to McCandle Road.
Any radio test?
Hey, remind me to bring up
radio.
MI6 to the west. While we're chatting.
That's fine. Randy, which one were you testing?
NAGDS testing.
Hey, oh, now you're testing this one. I heard the courtesy tone that time.
Just checking rig.
Well, it's 75. I should have probably just gone over to 15 then. And gone down 15. Oh well. Well, you said I could get on right there, and then it wasn't, and then the road was not able to let me get on.
Bye.
have to get on at 108, take Baldwin over to 108.
It's got me turning left on Davisburg. I think I know which way it has me coming over now.
ABY.
W8FU. Don't you just hate apps that are named something that is unrelated to what you're looking for, so you can't find them in your damn system tray?
I hate all the little icons in the system tray.
Got about 30 apps that are named My Something. I don't know why everybody names everything My Whatever.
Right, and you're looking for, you know, My Sharona, you know, or you're looking for Sharona and it's under My Sharona. You know, it's crazy. I got one, it's the app is specifically for keeping track of and monitoring doses of Skyrizi. And I can never find the app, and that's because I can never remember. The app is called Complete, and it's in the C's.
Or Shizzle. Yeah, mine is my HSA. It's through Bank of America, so I always go to the B's, but it's My Health something, not even the name Bank of America.
I guess I'll let you rename those. I never tried that. And then will they follow that alphabetical? I guess I never tried to rename the app name. Well, does not look like it. Although I'm driving and I can only focus too much on it.
Yes. So, figured I'm
thinking the same way you are. You got to get the basics to work before you do the advanced stuff, and we're not getting past the basic. See you in a minute. WFU-NAKPP.
W-8-F-U. I'll tell you, the first place I'd probably be, I mean, right, pending all other preliminary checks, the first place I'd be suspecting would be in the power supply. There's a way to monitor that, look for any kind of drops when it correlates with the resetting.
Yeah, I'm sure one of you guys know where the taps are to check that. So we'll see you when you get here. So, but that's where we are right now on our project.
KE8VSI monitoring.
What's going on, Greg? Can't beat us.
Not a lot. Are you out and about?
Yeah, what did they say? Pedestrian, mobile, or maybe I'm just portable. But yeah, I was just walking to get my mail.
Ah, very good. Took the wife out to lunch, grabbed my mail on the way in. Nothing fun there at all. Just one of those things you got to do. I don't know if you ever get anything in the mail, but I sure don't.
Only from China when they send me a toy.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's always that. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm over the honeymoon period, I guess, because now USPS doesn't bring packages to the house anymore. They put them in their little overfill boxes. So I enjoyed that for a little while, and now I gotta get stuff.
Yeah, well, that was bound to end sooner or later, but either way, you still had to go get your mail. And I wouldn't mind that. Get you out of the house. You can walk, take your bike. You drive if you don't, you know, if you feel like it. So lots of options there.
Yeah, the weather was nice enough today where I could walk. Well, I don't even know what is 48? Not that bad out. It feels like it's warmer than 48.
Yeah, it does have that mild feeling to it. So it's not warm, not cold. And feels warmer than it is, but I'll take it. I mean, just this nonstop gray and rain, waiting for that to be over. Now, I'm not seeing anything really good in the near future, but I know it's coming.
Yeah, we definitely need a break from all this water. I've been looking all around my subdivision. Fortunately, like most of it's like in the woods, and but some people, their newer houses, they got their grading, like, completely trashed. So could have cost them more when, you know, when they get sod in. The people that waited that could have done it early.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. That's another good thing that you got yours done last year, Doc. I didn't even think about the rains degrading the grading. So, very good. You should be in pretty good shape. Did your lot hold water anywhere?
Just where it was expected, you know, the swell area. But, like, you couldn't even see the water. You'd have to go over there and step on the grass to get that. You'd sink in and get soaked, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't visible on the surface.
All right, that's great then. And, you know, like you said, where it's expected, the dip between my house and the house behind us, that would be the lowest point, you know, halfway between the two houses. When we get those heavy rains, water gathers there, mostly on their side of the property line, so it must be a little lower there. But in all cases, it never lasts more than a few hours. It ends up sinking in and whatever, going away. There's a sewer right there as well in the corner. So that's all we got, which was expected. It's always been that way, and it's kind of the way it's supposed to be. So very good. Glad to hear you don't have any other issues there. And you don't got to water your lawn for a while, that's for sure.
Yeah, they turned on my sprinklers, I think Wednesday or Thursday, I don't remember. And, yeah, she told me that. I was like, you don't even need to turn this on for a month. Probably wait until the 90-degree days, right? What was the other thing I was going to say? My old house, I can only imagine what happened over there, because I was pretty vigilant when I lived there. Whenever we had those big rains to, like, prepare for it and put some stuff to capture the water. But whoever's living there now, I hope they... hope they did some waterproofing and some of their improvements in the late you know, fall or whatever, you know, when they moved in there. Because if they didn't, they're going to have some water fun.
Yeah, well, if they didn't, you know, they'll learn, and then we'll figure out what if anything they're going to do. But yeah, everybody got schnockered with more than usual, I think, in this last week or two. but nothing too crazy, so hopefully everybody's all right. I'm assuming you got your mail and you're on your way back now. I'm just sitting at my desk, got all my emails caught up, got a lot of regular duties around the house caught up, so kind of just sitting here, thought I'd throw my call sign out and see what's going on. Anybody else been on the radio?
Yeah, Dakota was out here earlier. I was out here probably around 8 a.m. or so. I went to the breakfast in Warren, and with my, you know, me and my kids, took my kids with us, with me. Had that, and then I think they were doing a project for the McComb stuff. So I don't know where that's at, but they may be busy with that.
All right, very good. Cool biz. Yeah, I thought about it yesterday evening. I went, oh, man, I haven't been to a breakfast in a long time. My problem is I never, ever remember it. So unless I'm talking to somebody either Friday or early on Saturday, I'll just forget about it. And so yesterday evening I made a note to myself, yeah, I think I'm going to do that. Why not? I got nothing going on. And then I actually slept till 7 a.m. this morning, which is very rare. I'm usually up much earlier than that. But I got up and, you know, started by doing my normal stuff and never even crossed my mind until about noon when I went out to lunch. And I went, oh, I could probably hit up somebody for lunch. And then I went, oh, rats, they probably all went to breakfast. So that's when I remembered. Well, maybe next week. I'm sure I'll remember one of these days.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't too bad. The only thing is you got to wait a little bit for your food. They get busy. Yeah, it was pretty good. I'm trying to start my taxes. You know, I'm waiting until last minute because I got to pay. But I ended up talking to Chuck for about 3 hours. That was unexpected, but we were talking. He started out talking about some stuff he found on AliExpress, and then we kind of like all over the place chatting about stuff.
All right. Yeah, matter of fact, I threw my call sign out on the hub a little earlier, and then I threw it out here just now when you answered me. Had I not got an answer, I was just typing in the dashboard for my ThighStar. I was going to get on Zombie and throw it out there, but I didn't do that yet. So, yeah, you can always get caught up talking to Chuck, that's for sure. Taxes, are you doing them yourself, like online with TurboTax, or do you bring it in the H&R Block or have a guy? Or just curious. If you need somebody, my accountant's right at 21 and Tilch. He does a good job and is reasonable. But, yeah, eventually you're going to have to do it.
Yeah, I do it myself. It's not too horrible. I mean, it's just, for me, it's just getting started doing it. Once I'm started, then I'm, you know, it takes me a day. I'm done. I'm not planning on doing everything in one single session either. I just kind of want to get it started. Kind of see where some preliminary numbers are, and then I'm going to have to fill in details. Like, I'm going to have to put my stock stuff in, and that's sometimes a pain in the butt because it's like you got to every little, which shares did you sell? Which lot is this from? Which lot, you know, that stuff.
Yeah, that is, there can be a complete pain, but okay, so you do it yourself. And, yeah, I operate the same as you, and I didn't even do mine myself. I was just to gather all the information needed for my accountant. But I don't like going back and forth with them. I like to drop it off and pick it up, done. And I've worked with them for decades, so we're able to do that. And I have a little sheet that I check off, you know, for everything that I need to make sure from documents to expenditures and miles and, you know, all that other stuff you got to do. And contributions and donations and all that. So I start and do one session is like the documents, and then the next session would be looking up figures that I gotta total up. And so it takes me about 2 hours, I could rip through it probably in a half hour if I just bore down and did it. And then of course I put it off just like you. Of course you, oh, that's a little bit different, but I didn't know this year. Well, of course, I didn't know. I wasn't sure. I had a lot of changes this year, and it could have gone either way. But when I procrastinate, just because I don't like doing it. But it's done, so I'm just waiting on. I actually got 2 refunds, so that was cool.
Yeah, I usually don't like to procrastinate either, even if I'm going to owe. At least I know, like, oh, here's where I owe, or here's what I owe, and I'll just wait until like April, right, to actually like press the send button. But yeah, I still got some time. I got like 10 days left, so I know I have all the documents, and if not, there's some that I can go online and grab really quick and things like that. But we don't, my situation isn't too complicated, so I'm not anticipating it to be a big issue. The thing will be whether the standard deduction with the kids is going to be greater than itemized deductions. And you have to always go through the exercise to find out which one's more.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, that's, and again, that's one of those things I always hated doing. So, but all right, cool biz. Well, my dishwasher beeped, and it is done, so I'm going to go take care of that. It's saying the little jingle. I think you know what that is. And so I'm going to go deal with that. Probably be back at my desk in not too very long. KE8 VSI, I'll listen out.
Yep, well, I know the jingle sound, but I only have it on my washer and dryer. I got the builder had a built-in dishwasher that, that was my only non-LG appliance. All right, we'll talk to you later. KF8S.
KF8BOT.
KF8DSF, testing, testing.
KF8BPA, KF8 Bravo Papa Alpha.
we'll stop at Portillo's on the way. So we're going to go by home. We have to go Portillo's to go. So we'll do that. Head back home. My truck is, like, there's a lot of weight in my truck right now.
Okay, sorry about that. I was trying to find the 7.2 on my radio, and then I recalled, why bother? I don't have a VHF antenna on this thing. A UHF quarter wave.
Add on VHF with me at all. I was going to have a handheld with VHF, but I put it back.
That's right. See, that reminds me, I do have a handheld with VHF.
It's a pretty red one.
Okay. I've got mine programmed up. We'll see how it does.
I'm like, I'm not lost. This is how I go to Central.
I can't get that. Okay, all this experimenting. Where'd Wally go?
He is.
So what's the plan? You gonna go home, pick up your bride, go out, or you gotta bring something home?
I am sure I have to take her somewhere. So she was nice and calm. So just told me that I owed her dinner and I gotta go fix a closet. So I think the dinner thing is gonna be first. So I'll probably go to that steakhouse there in Chesterfield, Louis, whatever it's called. I think that's their plan. So I do hear the repeater quite well on my handy talk and I can't get out. So much improvement. So I think there was a lot accomplished today. And remember too, Fred, I think, set it to 60 or 65 watts too. So she's not at full strength. Everyone, I must call it an evening. Thanks, Fred. Thanks, Sean. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, everybody. I had a very knowledgeable, fun day, believe it or not. Talk to you guys later. Ben at KPP.
Not.
KPP, 73, Joy KPP, KKKGO.
Later, Wally. I don't believe you, but whatever. Okay. You got to see this fight. Navigator.
Okay, waving to the new Halo Burger. It's going to be there hopefully shortly. WNFSM.
We're having a tense kind of evening tonight. 73. Fred, nice to meet you finally. KKKGO.
KFACQP, seeing if I can get the Richmond repeater from here.
Yeah, you in there. Can you copy NAWZL?
I do. This is KFACQP. Am I coming through all right?
Yeah, is this Joe?
Hey, Joe, this is Nick.
Oh, Nick. Have I ever talked to you before?
No, you haven't. I am freshly minted about 2 weeks ago is when I got my call sign, so I'm new to this whole ham thing.
I should have known by your call. Your call is KF8 what now?
DQP.
Ooh, that is new.
What did you say your call sign was again?
November 8 Whiskey Juliet Lima. November 8 Whiskey Juliet Lima. NHWJL.
Where am I connecting to you from? I'm curious.
Are you on the, I guess you're on the Flying Beer repeater. I'm on the east side, somewhere on the east side of, from Detroit there. Not outside of Detroit in the suburbs, somewhere over there. That's where you're connected to. Where are you located?
I'm actually sitting up near Richmond. I thought I was connecting to the Richmond repeater. Do you know if that one is linked to other repeaters in Detroit?
I do believe. Let me go over to the other machine. Yeah, they got a few of them linked. Let me see if you can get me better on the other machine. How's that? Can you hear me better on this one? So where'd you go, this is an AWJL. Where'd you go?
I can hear you coming through.
Let me see if you can hear me on the other one. Can you hear me on this machine?
I sure can, coming through great.
Okay. Yeah, I switched machines here. Okay, so you're brand new. What class license are you?
I just got my technician class. I'll probably test for the general eventually, but not rushing into any HF band stuff.
Yeah, Roger, no problem. What kind of equipment are you using there?
I've just got one of the cheap little Baofengs, and it's actually doing okay with reaching some local repeaters. Range is pretty limited.
Roger, yeah, it's doing all right. I guess in due time you'll probably get your radio, mobile radio, base radio, huh?
Yeah, that's... Look for a little mobile radio that I can also use at my home as well. How long have you been doing ham radio?
Probably before you were born.
Well, I was born in 1988. I'm 37.
Just like I said, probably before you were born.
Well, it was good to meet you. I'm going to keep hanging out with family here, but it was fun to connect. I'm going to have to dig into a little more how the Richmond repeater is getting down to you in Detroit. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, Roger. I take that back. I got my license in 92. Let me, before you go, can I suggest something?
Absolutely. I've got a lot to learn. What do you have for me?
Download Echolink on your computer or your phone, or maybe both. Are you familiar with Echolink?
I'm not. I've seen it on the repeater directory. I've also seen All-Star, which seems like it's something similar.
Sorta. What type of phone do you have? Android or iPhone?
I have an Android phone. I'll have to check out Echolink.
Look that up in your Play Store. You can't get on unless you're a ham operator with that. But I think you'll enjoy that until probably you upgrade there. You'll be able to talk to hams all over the world through your phone and computer.
That is very for the tip. I'm going to look that up in the next couple of days and dig into it a little more. I appreciate it.
No problem. 73. This is November 8th. We're just leaving.
I appreciate you. KFACQP signing off.
PQP, before you go, let me just iterate something for you, KF80YO.
Go ahead.
If you want to know more about the linked repeater system you're on, you can go to W8CMN.net, hit the analog section, and you'll see all the linked repeater systems they got.
There's the W8. What were the other letters?
Might be a little confusing for them. Early Mike November .net.
That might be a little confusing for him because he's on an FBI repeater. If he goes to the FBI dashboard, he can see not only all the Central Michigan repeaters, but he can also see the FBI repeaters. So. K8FBI.servebeer.com.
Okay then. And I learned something new today as well. It's KF80YO.
Yeah, it just might be a little confusing because he's on Richmond and that won't show up at CMN. I do have it embedded into my page so that you got one-stop shopping. You can go see it all. But just an FYI, if you can't find it, let me know. Is it Nick up there? Nick, where you at that you're hitting the Richmond very nicely? Where are you at, roughly?
I'm about 4 to 5 miles away from the Richmond antenna, just southwest, basically.
Okay, you're doing great. Sounds good. So welcome to the hobby and enjoy it. There's a lot to do. So you've started the journey, and welcome. All right, I'm going to let you guys get to it. I'll be listening as I'm driving home with the diddles for Mom and I. W8FU.
W8FU, NAW.
Good, N8, we just leaving. From W8 Fancy Underpants.
Landed. We just landed. Not leaving. We just landed. So, Sean, you know, I don't get on your system that much. So, how many repeaters are hooked on this? And how far up north can you go on this machine?
Well, in the FBI system of repeaters, you have four repeaters, mostly all in southeast Michigan, Richmond, Romeo, Warren, and West Bloomfield. But then we're connected to the Central Michigan network, and there's probably 8-10 repeaters there. And they're in Flint, Saginaw, and out near Lansing, and they're all over the darn place. You're going to have to go to the webpage to figure out where all theirs are, because I don't get much out of Southeast. But I can tell you all about the four we got here on the FBI network in Southeast.
Roger. Well, you know, it's kind of, well, I don't get on this machine that often, but it's kind of funny. Every now and then I'm talking to somebody in Flint, and shoot, I gave them some of the other places up to us. But that's pretty interesting how y'all got this stuff rigged.
Thanks for everything. Spent some time. Appreciate you.
Yeah, sorry about that, Nick. I know you wanted to get out of there. You take care, say hello to the family, and welcome anytime. W8FU, AYL, go ahead.
I was wondering how they were linked, and I actually didn't know yours was linked in separately, like a separate group of them, but now I do. And any WJL, my name's Ken here, and I'm in Bertrand, Michigan. KF8AYL.
You say you're in Bertrand?
Correct, sir. Just between Flint and Saginaw there.
I know what Bertrand is, even though I haven't been there in about 30 years or better. But yeah, okay. Bertrand probably really got me big since I've been up there, Roger.
It's more or less stayed the same since I've been here. 2007 I've been here. And we got a Myers. That's about the only newest thing that was built. Other than that, it's kind of the same.
Really? I could have swore. I mean, when I was up there, I mean, first run. I thought they had a lot of, they were getting all kind of stores and restaurants up there. I used to go up there to go shopping there many, many years ago. And it wasn't that big at that time, go ahead.
Yeah, Bertrand's the home of the original outlet mall, and it's still, yeah, I mean, there's outlet malls in many other places now, but I think the first one went in there, and it's still there, but it's kind of dwindling. There's several of it's comprised of like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 buildings, and I think 2 of them are not occupied at all, so, yeah, it's kind of been dwindling, actually.
But they still got Tony's. Similar to that town on 75 going, I think, Monroe, Michigan, somewhere down there. I never visited that one. But, yeah, okay. I'm going to have to get up there one of these days and see what it's like. So, okay. Yeah, I'm, I don't know if you know, but I'm down here in Detroit, so. All right. I hope you guys are having a good weather up here. We're going to have a little shower down here every now and then. So that's to be expected this time of year. This is November 8th, Whiskey, Juliet Lima.
Yeah, and Sean's right. They still have Tony's here. So if you want your pound of bacon sandwich or a pound of bacon with your breakfast eggs, your half dozen breakfast eggs, that's still here. The same as Tony's, yep.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. When I was up there, I ain't never heard no Tony's or none of that stuff. So. But hopefully I get a chance one day, that's for sure. All right. Well, you have a good one, sir. And hopefully we'll catch you another time. So I'm not going to pop the machine. So I'll say 73 to now, and I'll let you go. This is November 8th, we're just leaving.
See ya, Jay. And, Tony's in Bertrand. Place is legendary. Been there forever. And, the strip mall and all that good stuff. And where you get off to go to Frankenmuth. So, good stuff. All right, I am almost home with the Vittles, so I'm going to make this my last. And, we'll talk to everybody a little bit later. Ken, catch you later. And were you able to find that website I mentioned, or did you get it taken down? Did you take it down?
My phone on me, but I got it. I'll find it. I'll find it. I got enough to find it.
Okay, yeah, like I, you know, said, the, you know, the you're on the Central Michigan Network, and there's, a dozen repeaters on that, and then we're all down here in Southeast Michigan on the FBI network, I customized my page so that you could see all of it, you know, in one place. And I know Nick was, he's new, and he's probably going to go to the Central Michigan page and go, where the heck's Richmond?
It's not on there, so. But it'll be on the Flying Deer page, FBI. So. All right, I just thought I'd let you know that. So, no problem. Catch you later. I'll be back in a while, and gonna enjoy my dinner now. W8FU. See you, Jay.
See if, Sean, before you go, is Richmond up there near Memphis? Is there a Memphis, Michigan up that way, too?
Yes, there is. Richmond is coming from our direction. Richmond is first, and then Memphis is out further.
Yeah. I've been up there one time. I had a co-worker moved up there and had a open a party up there. Okay, and that's, I think you gotta, what, you gotta go straight out, 94 or something?
Yeah, if you were coming from your neck of the woods, 94, or, you know, if you come north and catch 696, of course not right now because it's all monkeyed up, but catch 696 or 94, ultimately, you're going to get on 94. You're going to be on 94, though, going north, and you can get off. There's a couple of ways you can do it, but the way I like to do it is the most direct way is you get off on the New Haven exit and then get on Gratiot and run it all the way up. I like to take 26 and take County Line up. It's way out Gratiot until it... until there's cows, and that's Richmond. All right, I'm almost home. W8FU.
All right, John. Yeah, appreciate it. This is N8WGL Clear and Monitor.
73, Sean, enjoy your dinner. And Jay, nice to make your acquaintance. And my name's Ken here, and I'm KF8AYL, and I'll be clear.
Did you say KF8AYL?
Correct, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Yankee Lima. And that one's about a year old. I'm about a year old ham here.
Okay. Well, glad to meet you. It's glad to meet you there. And hopefully we'll catch you another time. So I'm going to scan the band and see what else I can pick up on this beam of mine there. So you have a good day. This is November 8th. We're just leaving.
We'll catch you another time. Enjoy the rest of your evening. KF8AYL. KJB, HD Mobile.
KF8DRC from KF8DSF. KF8DRC from KF8DSF. Negative copy. KF8DSF clear.
W8FU, WFU, WSO.
Who'd you call?
Some guy named W8FU.
Ah, wow.
Are you able to work the OMP machine? Alright, I think I need to switch emphasis. 1 second. Alright, let me see what your audio sounds like now.
This is W8FU testing on the KC8UMT repeater, testing 12345-54321.
Alright, I got the emphasis set right on least and receive. Let's see, let me get an audio level again, let's see.
Testing 12345-54321. This is a test of the KC8UMP repeater in Mount Clemens, Michigan. Test 123.
Alright, turn it up a little more. Let's see what we get now.
Testing 12345-54321. Testing 12345.
Whoa, I went too far.
Do you need another test since you went that far so that you can come back to where you need to be?
Oh, I think I know what it is. I turned on the boost and it didn't take and then all of a sudden it took. I'm lost! Alright, let's see, I'm at 200 now.
200. Well, is 200 good? Is 200 bad? I don't know. Where is 200 in the grand scheme of things? This is W8F testing 12345.
All right, we're going to go to 330.
Testing at 330, this is W8FU test 12345-54321.
All right, same radio. Can you switch between you and 600?
All right, this is the UMP testing 123. And this is the 600 testing 12345.
Tone, the level's about the same. Tone a little different, obviously, but level's about the same now. All right. Well, I know the receivers there are aligned. I guess listen to me how I'm talking on 600 and compare me to the transmitter and see if that's got to go up or down. W8FSM, 12345-54321.
You sound a little hot on 600. I am listening on 600.
Okay, but so it's, I'm hotter on 600 than I, so we need to turn UMP up a little?
Let me hear you on UMP.
All right, here's 12345-54321. WFSM, 12345-54321.
All right, you sound fine on UMP. Want me to check on 600 again?
Yeah, just make sure it's on the same level between both repeaters. I know it sucks because I'm on the laptop, but yeah. So, W8FSM, 12345-54321. 12345-54321.
I think it sounds the same.
I will save these settings. Alright, UMP is done and back on the air. I will now go to working on connecting 7200.
Alrighty, sounds like a plan. W8FU.
Like we know what we're doing. W8FS. W8FU. W8FU, WFSM on the UHF.
W8CBD.